Part 3.
Lifestyle and environmental factors versus cancers. Keywords: factors, control, cancer cases, list of causes, lifestyle and environmental exposures, best option.
Vocabulary: bladder, cervix, pancreas, digestive tract, speculate.
A. You are going to hear a report about the relationship between cancers and lifestyle and environmental factors. Listen to the first part of the report. Write down the names of the preventable cancers and the risk factors that cause cancer.
U.S., Australian, and New Zealand scientists report in the journal Lancet that 9 factors that people in societies can control cause nearly 2.5 million cancer cases each year. That is about 1/3 of the 7 million annual global total. These include cancers of the lung, breast, bladder, cervix, liver, pancreas, mouth, and digestive tract. Leading the list of causes is smoking, which the researchers say is responsible for 20% of preventable cancers. Alcohol use and low consumption of fruits and vegetables cause another 5% each. Also significant are overweight and obesity, physical inactivity, urban air pollution, indoor smoke from household cooking, contaminated injections in health clinics, and unsafe sex.
B. Now listen to the whole report. Focus on the findings and suggestions made by scientists. Complete the exercises.
U.S., Australian, and New Zealand scientists report in the journal Lancet that 9 factors that people in societies can control cause nearly 2.5 million cancer cases each year. That is about 1/3 of the 7 million annual global total. These include cancers of the lung, breast, bladder, cervix, liver, pancreas, mouth, and digestive tract. Leading the list of causes is smoking, which the researchers say is responsible for 20% of preventable cancers. Alcohol use and low consumption of fruits and vegetables cause another 5% each. Also significant are overweight and obesity, physical inactivity, urban air pollution, indoor smoke from household cooking, contaminated injections in health clinics, and unsafe sex. One of the study's co-authors, Harvard University public health researcher Majid Izzati, says the statistics reflect data on cancer deaths in 2001. He expects an increase in the proportion of deaths from these risk factors.
The estimates that we have are looking at what happens today as a result of past exposure. So 1/3 of cancer deaths today would have been avoided had these lifestyle and environmental exposures not been present. If we were to speculate about the future, we could actually say more than 1 in every 3 cancer deaths could be avoided, because things such as the smoking actually have been going up in many countries in the world, so we actually haven't seen the full effects of it yet.
The new study finds that developing countries had more than twice as many preventable cancer deaths as rich nations. Among the developing regions, Eastern Europe and Central Asia had the highest proportion of cancer deaths attributable to the 9 risk factors, 39% compared to the global average of 35%. Furthermore, Mr. Izzati says twice as many men as women died from such cancers. Mr. Izzati and his colleagues say that the best option for reducing the increasing global burden of cancer is through lifestyle and environmental modifications, because medical science is not close to controlling it. Despite the drive to seek cancer cures, they point out that advances in treatment have not been as effective as for other chronic diseases, and effective screening methods are available for only a few cancers.
So there is a huge amount of resources going into the war on cancer, into biomedical technologies. It's certainly not matched by equivalent research and application of risk factor reduction. So I think this should be a reminder of how large the role of prevention can be for reducing cancer deaths.